Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
It's time for Bone Pick Monday. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you want to get off your chest going into Monday, you know, just so that you can have a good week and let all that negativity go. Have a bone to pick.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Have a bone to pick with the red ants that decided to start making a colony on my actual house.
Man, another issue, huh?
Did you see the video my wife posted, Kelly?
I saw the video you posted of all the dead ants.
Yeah. They had, like, we have stucco at our house, and they started going inside the stucco, and I thought it was a few ants, so I put some ant killer on there and walked out a few minutes later. Thousands were laying at the bottom of this pillar.
Wow.
And they keep coming back.
Time to call the exterminator.
Gotta call the exterminator. I don't know if it's bad for the house or if they're gonna knock it down by biting it.
Quick question. Will ants kill you if you eat them? Like, my dog ate a slice of pizza off the ground and there was some ants on it. I don't know how many.
It's protein, dude.
I mean, people eat chocolate-covered ants. But if he's allergic, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
As long as they don't bite you, right? The red ants, you don't want them to bite you.
I don't know how many there were, but okay.
I mean, ant eaters survive by eating ants.
That's true.
That's how they live.
Very true. Good point, JC.
Yeah.
Dang good point.
Yeah. We have a bone to pick here from the text.
Okay.
Riley wrote us and said, I have a bone to pick with my teacher. She told me that my five-finger death punch shirt is not that good for a fifth grader.
Yep.
That's a heavy metal. That's a pretty hardcore rock right there, right? I have a bone to pick with the guy that would not shut up and gave a long speech at Big Al's bar last night during karaoke.
Yes!
Thank you, Al, for saving the night.
Oh, that wasn't Al?
No!
Oh!
What happened?
I couldn't even tell you what he was talking about, but it's in the middle of karaoke. They call his name up, and he's standing right there. So he goes up.
The music's playing. The song he requested, it's Saturday. The song he's playing, and he just starts rambling. And I couldn't even tell you what he's talking about. And I just took the microphone.
Who does that?
I don't know. I just took the microphone for us. Anyone else have a speech to make?
So you became the hero that night. Good job, Al. Yeah, don't give speeches if you're doing karaoke. I don't want to hear your speech. Hi, Mickey.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. I hear you got a bone to pick.
Oh, yeah. Major. So my brother-in-law and sister-in-law are being induced today to have their baby, and today's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, how dare they?
They chose today.
It'll be easy to remember.
It could be a day to celebrate everyone.
Yeah.
No.
Double birthday parties.
No.
Not celebrating life.
She's one of those. She wants her own day.
Would have been okay if it would have been a day later or a day before?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, as long as you don't do it on the actual day, because now that's a double birthday going on. I feel you on that. It's understandable.
Sorry.
From the text, I have a bone to pick with my husband who wouldn't let me buy a $139 patio set, saying it was dumb, but then turned around and bet $100 on McGregor.
Oh!
That's Ashley in Florida.
You're going to go get that patio set now.
If he had won, you'd be
sitting on that patio set.
You'd be sitting pretty today if he had won.
Oh, yeah.
No, you'd be sitting on that patio set no matter what.
Mm.
That's sometimes the difference between girls and guys. We're like, you're like, you go to Vegas and you're shopping. It's like, yeah, I want to go home with something.
Yeah,
at least I get to keep it.
That's very true.
Right.
What do you have to show for it?
But as a guy, you can't let them know about the bets.
No.
If you turned her down
for that, that's why you got to have a little cash stash.
We'll just call that a happy surprise if McGregor would have happened to win. Be like, hey, baby, I came up on a couple thousand.
Boom. No. Yeah, right.
Yeah. How'd you do that? No, don't worry about it.
Got to have your little private cash stash.
Yeah. Private cash?
Cash stash, yeah.
Just for a rainy day, Jenna. Nicole.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, you have a bone to pick with your friend, huh?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, at the fight at my house, we got into it a little bit, and then she called me Fluffy.
Oh.
Oh, you Fluffy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she goes, I'm all bone, but you're, like, really Fluffy. You'll be super comfortable to lay on in the car ride.
Wow. Is this a close friend?
No, not anymore. She's done.
Oh, that's it?
Yes.
There's probably a buildup of things to that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Did you call her anything back? Anything? Yeah. What'd you call her?
No.
You're a bigger person.
You should. If she's telling you she's boning, you should have called her Skeletor or something. Get her back real quick.
I don't come up with comebacks very fast.
No, there's that too.
You're too nice.
Said, no, I took the high road. Yes. No, I just couldn't think of anything.
Nicole is honest. Nicole is honest. Thank you, Nicole. You have a wonderful day, and we love you the way you are.
Don't you hate it, though? I think there was an old episode of Seinfeld about this a long time ago. But anyway, you're in this argument, this discussion with somebody.
You can't think of anything.
Like a day, a few hours later, I should have said such.
Oh, yeah. What I should have said.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I always come up with way better things.
Call them back, yeah.
Mine sometimes are like 3 days later. I come up with the best comeback. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
All right, go ahead with your bone pick. What is it?
I have a bone to pick with the visors in my car. They are never long enough to keep the sun out of my eyes because I'm only like 5'3".
Oh.
So they never work.
Yeah.
You have sunglasses?
The sun visor in your car?
Right,
no,
yeah.
Do you have sunglasses?
Yeah, but those don't always help very much.
Yeah, you still want the shine to
block,
go away.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, they need to make sun visors for short people.
For the short people.
A lot of short people are dealing with this. I'm
sorry,
Caitlin.
I think they make like a little flip down thing.
Yeah, they do. Like a double flip down.
The extension.
We need to look into that.
Yeah. Bone to pick from the text.
Okay.
Brooke wrote us and said, Alan's song has been stuck in my head for 4 days now. I can't get it out. Ho, 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 ho. Ho.
Here we go. Here we go.
I know something that you don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho.
I love it. That puts me in a good mood.
That's a good one right there.
So cute.
Yeah.
But he's annoying. That's an annoying song, but there it's cute.
It annoys Kelly mostly. I have a bone to pick with Japan.
Wow, the whole country.
Yeah, for beating Lufkin in the Little League World Series.
From
Lufkin. Yeah, man. Lufkin got off to a good start.
Yeah.
Had a 2-0 lead. And then those kids from Japan just started hitting a bunch of home runs. Final score was 12-2.
Oh, man.
We need to see some ID.
Hey, shout out, Lufkin.
Yeah,
We need to see some ID.
Shout out, y'all.
How good are we at getting those birth certificates in the other countries with the Little League World Series? You know?
I have to take the high road, Jason.
That was an issue during the Olympics and all that stuff?
Yeah. It was. The gymnasts were old. Or what's,
Yeah.
Like driving.
We had that a few years ago in the Little League World Series where the kid was like 15, 16, playing against the 12-year-old. Beth, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing awesome. You have a bone to pick with the dating world?
Yes, I have a bone to pick with the guy from Bumble that scheduled a date with me last weekend for brunch yesterday.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
I texted him Saturday night, and we'd been like talking all week long. And he was like, yeah, can I let you know in the morning? And I said, sure. And I'm a single mom, so I was like, just so you know, like my kiddo comes home at this time. And he just responded, okay, and I haven't heard from him since.
I'm sorry.
I apologize on behalf of all guys.
Sometimes. We suck.
Yeah,
we do suck.
Like, I would have been even more mad if I had like made special arrangements for someone to watch my kiddo.
I'm sorry. You know, if it makes you feel better, not only Al and I are feeling bad, there's a bunch of dudes listening in their cars going, yeah, we suck. We're sorry.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes all we can do is just shake our head and say, we're sorry.
Not all of us are like that guy, you know?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Beth.
That's
true.
We'll stick with the dating bone picks because Jacob's got one for us.
Okay.
Jacob, what happened to you?
So, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Jacob?
Oh, this is a different one. Jacob, go ahead, though.
Saturday we had a little fight party over at my buddy's house with the Mayweather McGregor money team. But I bought the fight from UFC TV and it didn't work at all. $99.95. So mind you, I make $300 every 2 weeks. I'm a college student, so I had to buy it again just to watch it, just because we had 15 people there. So at UFC TV, I got a bone to pick with you guys.
Yeah, well,
you get it straightened out.
I hope your friends paid you.
Yeah, and if it makes you feel better, you had as many people at your house as Al did at his other bar.
Yeah, man.
So you had just as
Ooh,
many.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Man, double charge on the fight.
Yeah, maybe they'll credit you back or something.
Hopefully,
give them a call.
Give them a call, Jacob. Hopefully they get you. That's Bone Pick Monday right there. Hopefully you got those off your chest.
Good.
Every Monday we do it for you, Kid Nation. We have the MTV VMAs recap coming up next.
All right.
A lot of people are saying they have a bone to pick with Fifth Harmony for being a little shady. What happened?
Well,
Were they a little shady?
You know, it was cold.
Okay.
It was a lot of cold in that shade. It was but I mean, Camila's been going around saying kind of catty things about them. There's a lot of infighting.
So turn both of them. Mean famous girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, who's going to take
platform
the high road
better.
There?
Yeah.
Let's just all make a lot of money. All right. We'll get into what went down at the VMAs next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got your ultimate lunchbox coming up. Just got to make sure you listen up for the school bus tour. I have the Kid Nation school bus. We also have the T-shirt punishment reveal. What will Jenna Owens have to do? We'll find out here in less than 1 hour. And we got to get into the VMAs last night. But first, we have a case in kindergarten. Watch 2017. We have an update. We're going to go out to the field.
Okay. I thought that was Eclipse Tips.
That was last week. But that's also a big news sounder, Jenna. My wife's out on the field. Let's see her waking up the kid.
Good morning, Kaysen. It's your first day of school, bud. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Did mommy have to come wake you up?
And now I'm going to be tired at school.
You're going to be tired at school? What about when you were like 3 and you woke up every day at 4:30? Now you're sleeping all night long, and now we got to wake you up. Are you excited?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get your yogurt.
My wife sounds less creepy than I do when she talks to the kids. She actually sounds sweet. So my son is up and getting ready.
All right.
And I will check in with him on the way to school.
Case and Watch 2017.
Case and Watch. Yeah.
Oh. All right, that's fine.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Real quick, too, Kelly, you were saying that Mayweather was the first one to get to 50-0 as a boxer, but apparently Julio Cesar Chavez did it first.
Well, don't yell at me. I didn't type that out.
He in fact, got to 87-0 before suffering his first draw. And then
there you go.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy. I had to look that up, and that is, in fact, true.
Huh.
Yeah, that dude was 87-0.
Wow.
Crazy.
I should have done more research.
It's okay, Kelly.
Your boxing research is not on point.
Your recap of the fight was on point, though.
And
I think your recap of the VMAs is going to be on point as well.
I watched most of it. I was a little late tuning in, probably about 20 minutes or so late. So I guess I missed Kendrick on fire. I was hearing he was on fire, literally.
Yeah.
So I missed that.
Did you miss Lord's Dance?
I missed 75% of it, but I went back and you told me that I pretty much saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was
awkward. She just put a cassette tape in and danced around.
But you know what? It was very Lord.
She's an awkward dancer and people make fun of her for that. So I think she's embracing what people make fun of her for her awkwardness on stage, maybe.
Okay.
And so what Nick was telling us, our associate producer, was that I guess she has the flu.
She had to have an IV.
Yeah.
She was so sick.
So she probably couldn't sing. So she said, you know what? They were expecting me to perform. And since I can't sing, I'm going to go out there and do a dance.
Or maybe that was her bit.
Oh, that was her bit.
And she did it when she was sick.
Yeah, because we already know she can sing. We know she can sing.
We know that.
She now just wants to show the dance.
Who knows?
Who knows? Another moment everybody was talking about was Fifth Harmony.
That was cold as ice, girls.
I know.
That was
what they do.
Victoria's on the phone with us. Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
So you called in actually during Bone Pick Monday, but we wanted to save you because it has to do with the VMAs. You thought Fifth Harmony was throwing a lot of shade.
It was so cold. Kelly's right. It was so cold. I had to go back and watch it to make sure I saw what I saw.
Well, what did you see? What happened? I missed it.
So the first beginning, you have all 5 girls. So you thought, okay, maybe Camila's going to sing with them for Angel, their new single that they have out. And then they flip over their hoods, and the 5th girl just flies off the stage. And they're like, bye, Felicia.
They jerked her balance. Yeah.
Oh, that is... Wow.
It was cold.
Yeah.
It was so cold. It was like, are you kidding me? Is this how you're going to do it? But... No offense, I love Fifth Harmony. I'm a harmonizer. But Camila was the vocal.
Yeah.
Like, she has the voice. Like, she is doing great as a single artist, but she was also what made them better. So the fact that they just threw that pretend Camila off the stage, y'all are being so icy. And if you guys didn't see the pre-show, one of the hosts actually asked them if they win, will they give Camila one of the awards? They're like, we'll give our choreographer the award.
Dang.
I was like, trying to cause drama. Yeah. Trying to cause drama.
And it would be a better lesson for young girls who are so mean in high school and stuff to kind of let stuff go and take the high road.
And Victoria, you're a harmonizer, so you know them from the get-go. Yeah. They've always been known to be all about girl power and uplifting and being uplifting towards other women.
Much
but this
better
is,
message.
Yeah, this is
I'm
not...
I'm so tired of it.
This
I'm
is
so
not
so tired of famous girls with a platform being mean.
Yeah. Hey, Victoria.
Yeah, it's not even... It's not good at all. And then the new single that they have, like, he likes that. They're trying to be sexy, Kelly, and I hate it. They need to go telling China some true love. What is the love? You're the love extra, Kelly.
I know. I don't like them being very sexual because our girls do copy that. They see that. And
they
say, right?
And they're good girls. I mean, we've met them countless times, and they're super nice in person. They just lately... It's like a switch went off.
Well, I don't know. I guess they have something to prove. Now, how did you feel about Taylor Swift's video? I'm guessing you saw that, too?
I did. I was in love. Oh, my goodness. I heard the rawness of her voice, the anger.
Did you like that? Because I think she's being mean.
She was mean a little bit, but... Like she said, the old Taylor is back at Buy Roses and Sunshine. Bring out the hardcore.
There you go.
She's in it to win it, and she is ready to just show people that she is back, she is bad, and she is not going to be pushed around anymore.
I feel you. Okay, Victoria, thank you for your input.
She's kind of doing the same thing that Fifth Harmony's doing, though, you know, by throwing shade at one girl. She's throwing shade at many people, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe Taylor's is a little more subtle, and you have to know the references.
Taylor's is very subtle. I mean, there was shots at Tom Hiddleston that was, you know, the I Love
subtle.
T.S.
It's
shirt.
The same shirt.
Yeah, but you would have to know the background of the story, like a regular fan.
Yeah,
you know?
Subtle hits. You know, like I wouldn't. A lot of people probably don't get the I Heart T.S.
Exactly.
I got that reference.
You have to know the news stories for that. Ed Sheeran.
She's mad at everyone in her
everybody.
Past.
I know, and you know, let's see how this Taylor pans out. We'll see. Maybe
you know,
it works for
I
her.
Mean, She's a brilliant businesswoman, and this could be a smart move, or I don't know.
Ed Sheeran, our boy, we just actually talked to him last week on his tour. You can check that interview out at KidNation.com. He won Artist of the Year. He beat out Kendrick and Bruno Mars, which everybody said was a bit of an upset. But, man, if you've ever seen Ed, you know.
You can't argue with. You can't be mad at it.
Wasn't Lorde
nominated for Artist of the Year, too?
I'm really?
Where did that come from?
But he performed Shape of You, and he brought out XO, which was different. Yeah. A big rap fan. XO just finally came out and said my album's dropping. Everybody got all excited, so I thought that was pretty smart of them to go out together.
You got a cool backpack.
Yeah. The backpack's back, Al.
The backpack is back.
The backpack is back. Yeah.
I think it's been trying to come back.
No, we're bringing it back.
I've had a backpack for 2 years.
Thanks to Backpack Boy.
It's on the ground.
Katy Perry's Backpack Boy on SNL helped bring the backpack back.
I don't think the backpack ever really went away.
Oh, it went away for a minute, Jenna. It was sad. It was a sad, dark time.
Next, the fanny pack.
The fanny pack's got to come back. It's making a comeback now. But Katy Perry, she sent the message of encouragement to the people in Texas who've been affected by Hurricane Harvey.
All of us here at the VMAs are sending love to the people of southeastern Texas and everyone affected by Hurricane Harvey right now. We're praying for your safety in the days to come, and we stand with you as you rebuild because we're all in this together.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to help, please visit redcross.org to find out how.
Thank you, Katy Perry. How'd she do as a host, you think, Kelly?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of cornball humor. But the thing is if you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah.
And don't look at the camera like every time you make a bad joke. And I'm guilty of this. Like, I know that was a bad joke, but they made me do it. She embraced it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, if she was bombing, you couldn't have told by the way she was. And every time they cut to Ellen DeGeneres, you knew Katy Perry was bombing.
Yeah. She was sinking with the ship.
They kept cutting to Ellen DeGeneres, who had the most sour look on her face the entire night, like she didn't want to be there.
Wow, she's killing the bit.
But it's like, you know the camera's on you, Ellen. We get you don't want to be there.
And you're friends with these artists, so it looks like you're throwing a slight shade, yeah. You know, when you're not laughing at their jokes, at least.
I see that there was some shade thrown, like you said, JC.
A lot.
But was there a dirty moment, a true VMA?
Vulgar moment, you mean?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm asking.
I don't recall anything. Not really. Okay.
Mostly people were mad. I guess there was a lot of cutoffs going on. Like Julia Michaels was performing and people on social media got all mad because when she was singing, she got cut off by the announcer to send the show into commercial.
Exclusive world premiere of Taylor Swift's music video of Look What You Made Me Do. Shawn Mendes takes the VMA stage for the very first time.
And then they
Miley Cyrus makes her return to perform her brand new single, Younger Now.
Oh, my.
Now. They did. They had that written on the bottom of the screen. They could have just done that.
We'll be back with more in a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought we were really going to commercial right
now. No. That's a bit.
It's awesome.
But Julia was the first one they did that to. But they repeatedly did that throughout the night,
really?
Which I thought was a big, bad mistake on their part.
And that song is one of those songs you want to listen to because it's about having issues and lifting yourself
up.
But
she wasn't the only one. They did it repeatedly.
Yeah.
Even during the Chester Pennington.
That one was. Pennington? Yeah, it was Chester Bennington's.
Bennington. Yeah, they even did it then. So nobody was immune to it.
No. Even turn a tribute to a man who, speaking of suicide, Kesha came out and spoke about that. She introduced 1-800-273-8255, which is Logic's show. It's also the hotline if you are depressed and you need to talk to somebody. He named it after that.
I'm going to tell you, when they brought out dozens and dozens of people who had attempted suicide and failed.
Yeah.
That's why they are still here.
Yeah.
And I got my eyes just filled up with water. It's like, first of all, my thought was, oh, how embarrassing. You know, and I think that's a lot, and that's my bad, because people are embarrassed and they're ashamed, and here I am, I'm like, oh, I'm so embarrassed for them being up there, and then as you're watching it, like, they're standing there, and their chins are up, and they're proud, and they're like, you know what, we're still here.
Right. Yeah.
And then I just got all teary-eyed.
When you realize you're not the only one that's feeling that way, that's why people don't come forward. You think you're the only one and that you're broken and that nobody's going to understand you. But when you finally come out and you see others that are surrounding you that have been through the same. That makes you feel good inside. It's like, okay, I'm not the only one that was battling these dark demons.
And it was all ages, all colors, all races, all ages. I mean, they had normal looking adults that just go to a 9-to-5 job or standing up there with kids with nose rings. And it was really moving.
Yeah, and they call it failing. Don't call it failing. I mean, if you are going to fail at something, that is the best thing to, you know, thank God that it didn't happen to those people and they were able to be out there on the stage. But she came out and introduced that song, Logic's song.
The truth is piercing and the truth is what matters. And the truth is that none of us are alone. It takes great courage to show the vulnerable side of being human. And we all have that vulnerable side. Whatever you are going through, however dark it may seem, there is an undeniable truth and strength in the fact that you are not alone. We all have struggles. And as long as you never give up on yourself, light will break through the darkness.
There you go.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is available to you 24/7 if you're in crisis or concerned about someone who might be. Just dial 1-800-273-8255.
Boom. And they'll talk to you. That's all you got to do. They won't even give your name out. They will just talk to you and walk you out.
Powerful.
Yeah. Speaking of powerful, Pink did a medley of her biggest hits on the VMAs last night, but she also accepted the Video Vanguard Award. And she talked about how her 6-year-old daughter learned a lesson about accepting who you are and being true to yourself.
Recently, I was driving my daughter to school, and she said to me, out of the blue, Mama. I said, yes, baby. She said, I'm the ugliest girl I know. And I said, huh? And she was like, yeah, I look like a boy with long hair. And my brain went to, oh my God, you're 6. Why? Where is this coming from? Who said this? Can I kick a 6-year-old's ass? Like, what? But I didn't say anything, and instead I went home. Yeah. I said, when people make fun of me, that's what they use. They say that I look like a boy, or I'm too masculine, or I have too many opinions. My body is too strong. And I said to her, I said, do you see me growing my hair? She said, no, Mama. I said, do you see me changing my body? No, Mama. Do you see me changing the way I present myself to the world? No, Mama. Do you see me selling out arenas all over the world? Yes, Mama.
Yeah.
Okay. So, baby girl, we don't change. We take the gravel in the shell and we make a pearl. And we help other people to change so that they can see more kinds of beauty. And to all the artists here, I'm so inspired by all of you. Thank you for being your true selves. And you, my darling girl, are beautiful. And I love you. Thank you, MTV.
Pink is so great.
So good.
Yeah, I love her.
It is so
good.
She
has it right. Yeah.
Except being different.
Did she fly on a curtain or a cable?
No, she was regular.
She flew out on a car.
Oh,
what
she
are
did?
You talking about?
To accept the award?
She flew in on a car, JC.
So, yes, Al, she did.
She flew in on a car.
Wow. Yes, she did.
She has to fly in.
She flies in. That's her thing. It's her bit now.
Wow, that was such a good speech by Pink. We'll have a link to those on our website. But, okay. I mean, it's everywhere on social media if you want to check out what went on the VMAs last night. Still got that Ultimate Lunchbox rolling out this week. If you want to score it, I'd be listening for the school to arrive next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Oh, is that the Kid Nation school bus?
I think so. I think it sure is.
All right, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll hook you up with the ultimate lunchbox, including the very tough-to-find Kid Nation lunchbox. You can only get it here. That's why it's so tough to find. And a $400 Visa gift card. Now, I know I said listen for the school to arrive before we went to break, and that's because I'm just excited this morning.
Listen for the school to arrive?
Yeah, I think that's what I said. It's the school bus. We're doing it all week long. But I'm excited because we have another case in Kindergarten Watch 2017.
Yay!
Yes. My son's first day of kindergarten, and my wife is on the phone with us right now. Kinsey?
Good morning.
Sure. Good morning.
Hey.
What up?
So how are we doing on time with the kid?
With the kid.
Oh, I just missed the turn lane. I didn't know it was going to be all backed up. So I had to make a U-turn and sitting in front of school trying to park.
Is this your first time ever entering a carpool line, an official carpool line?
Yes.
It is?
First time ever.
I should know that because I'm her husband.
really?
Yeah, it is. How's Kaysen feeling?
How you feeling, dude? He's good. He's excited. He was bummed that I had to wake him up.
Yeah.
Kinsey, are you excited or are you going to be sad?
Oh, I'm excited.
You're excited? Yeah, you don't sound like you're going to cry at all.
No, I don't think I'm going to.
Is Chloe with you?
Yep.
Is she excited?
Chloe, are you excited Kaysen's going to school? She said she's going to miss him.
Aww. But she gets mommy all to herself for a few hours every day. That's cool. Yeah.
So you're going to go inside with him, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go park and walk him inside.
Okay. And you're going to be that annoying mom that gets it on video so I could watch it later at home?
That's not annoying.
Yes.
Well, some people get annoyed by it, but I need to see it.
Not on the first day. It doesn't matter.
How long does kindergarten last nowadays?
All day.
Like from 8 until 2 or 3 in the afternoon?
Till 3.
Really?
7:45 to 2:55.
Yeah.
And nap time is like 2 hours of that, right?
No, they don't get naps.
No nap?
No, you're in school, dude. This is real life.
They get milk in a dark room, right?
They get a break to eat a snack, and they get recess, I believe.
They get lunch.
And lunch. And also lunch, yes. Yeah. Or you can go play.
Al, I think it's reading time, and that's when you sleep on the rug.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, babe.
I took naps.
Kinsey.
Yes.
You know, it'd probably make a lot better radio if you just cried a lot, right?
Oh, stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, like a boo-hoo cry would be good.
I'm sitting with all these other parents, and I don't want to be that mom right now.
Okay. Well, we'll check in with you in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. My wife is...
So I drop them off.
Okay.
Hey, Kaysen.
I'm on speakerphone in the car, right?
Yes.
Hey, Kaysen, you're going to have such a good first day of school, dude. I'm so proud of you.
What do you say?
Good. Good. Okay.
Good.
Thanks.
Good. All right. Good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Glad I pulled them heartstrings,
buddy.
Boobies.
All right. So there's Kaysen. They're arriving at school shortly. We'll be going inside of the school.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Starting his day.
This really is Kaysen Watch 2017.
What? I don't get. You got to be there for him, Kelly.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
I know, but
it was a nightmare.
I still wanted to be there.
Kid made me broadcast the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember.
And then in his passive aggressiveness, he wouldn't talk to me the whole drive into school. It's true. He was talking about everything but me being in the carpool line. So I get there, and then he wants to talk and go live. It was a nightmare.
So that's what we're going to do with my wife.
Yeah.
Since I got to be here. I did a, you know that One Day app that I use with Kaysen?
Yeah.
It's so they have this app called One Day, and they have these videos you can make, and they're awesome because they stay stored in your One Day app, and you can go back and look at them anytime, or you can give them as a gift for like Mother's Day.
Yeah. It's like mini movies.
A list of questions to ask, and then they make a little video.
Exactly. So we did that for his first day of school.
What grade are you starting?
Kindergarten.
What is your teacher's name?
Alana.
You don't know her name? Mommy, what's her name?
I told you today, Miss Hux.
Her name's Miss Hux.
Yeah.
What are you going to wear on your first day of school?
I'm going to wear a skeleton guy surfing.
A skeleton guy surfing shirt? Mm.
Who do you hope is in your class this year?
Cruz.
Cruz, but he's way younger than you are.
Watch this video. Okay.
What is your favorite back to school supply?
What?
What's a supply?
Kaysen?
Right.
The colors.
There you go.
The coloring pencils?
Yeah.
What do mom and dad do when you go to school?
Papa works all day and mommy gets farts and poop.
Cool. Are you silly or quiet in the classroom?
I'm going to be silly and loud, and I'm going to be happy.
But you're going to be quiet and courteous.
I don't know what that means.
What's in your favorite lunch to take to school?
Chocolate cookies and pee-pee. And a sandwich?
And a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Chloe chimes in.
Have a great school year from the Kid Craddock Morning Show and the One Day app.
Still in the potty humor phase, huh?
Apparently those jokes are still hot, Kelly. Those jokes are still hot.
He's added pee in the mix, though. Right. Usually it was just the tooting and the pooping.
Yeah, now he's brought out the pee because he had already used the toot and the poop.
Yeah, he's getting tired.
Yeah, you can't
gotta break out the new material.
Exactly. So he had that. Kaysen's first day of school today.
Oh, it's a big deal, you know, and a lot of people do get real emotional and sad.
I know.
I wasn't that mom either, but I was just like, you know, it tugs at your heartstrings a little. It's like, oh, it's a shame they're getting older. You want to keep them little, but you're excited because they're growing up and you get to have more adventures with them and more stuff to talk about.
He's going to learn how to read and write.
You hope to make new mommy friends, which that hasn't really worked out for me, but it does, you know, have a potential for that.
I think my parents just dropped me off. I only think they went in. Like, I went to a little preschool called Little Dudes.
Yeah.
And I believe, like, you just dropped them off. I just walked in. Hey, bye, mom. I just went in, and that was pretty much it.
I don't remember my first day of school.
You're a lot more coddling as a society.
Right? Like, it was like, just go, right? I don't remember my first day.
And I'm guilty of it. But, yeah, it didn't used to be that way.
That's why I don't feel so guilty about missing it, because I don't remember, so I'm expecting him not to remember.
I don't hold it against my dad. My dad worked.
Right.
And so he couldn't go to a lot of my things.
These
dads that show up for everything, I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah.
You're able to do that. I mean, good for you, but it just wasn't like that when I was growing up.
Me neither.
Oh, it's so exciting. Anyone else notice that the One Day app narrator sounds like producer White Cheddar? Oh, that's because it's actually Nick, and he voiced it for us, just so it goes on TV. Normally, it's just the text on the app.
Yeah, the app doesn't speak the question. It just reads it. That's why we have to do that for the radio.
But it was Nick. Thank you, Nick, for voicing that for us.
Yeah, just reading the questions out loud.
Again, that's the One Day app if you want to check it out.
It's very cool. It's free.
Let's do it. Yeah, it is free.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Speaking of first days of school, hopefully Kristen has one. Hi, Kristen. How you doing?
Hi. Great. How are you?
Doing awesome. Your Monday just got better because you're caller number 23. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're going to get yourself that Kid Nation lunchbox.
Limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox.
That's right. Casey. What else is inside of that lunchbox, Big Al Mac?
A $400 Visa gift card for school supplies, plus a gold toe prize pack.
Gold toe?
Thank you, gold toe socks.
Oh, I love those socks.
Yeah.
Man, if you want to go to school, you got to have some right socks. You know,
or if you make a cool
and
puppet.
A left one too.
Make a cool puppet.
So we got you set up, $400 Visa gift card. You got your gold toe prize pack and that lunchbox. Kristen, did your kids start school yet?
Yes, they have. I've got an 8th grader, a 7th grader, a 1st grader, and a 2-year-old.
Ooh. Have any of them gotten in trouble yet?
Oh, absolutely not. My kids know better.
Good parenting going on right there. Well done.
So with four kids, do you have any vehicle advice for Kelly Raspberry? Because she is going through the same thing right now, trying to decide what type of minivan or whatever to buy.
Minivan, definitely, for the doors not swinging open.
Oh. I'm so excited. I am going to be a mad mom in a minivan, and I don't care what anybody thinks about it. I am so excited.
Get you some spinners and put on that bad boy.
I don't even need that.
Put some lights and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so played out right there. Boom. Well, have a good school year, Kristen. Enjoy your $400, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
We'll do this all this week, right?
Yeah, all week long. We got another one for you tomorrow, the day after that, all the way till Friday.
Got it.
And Kelly, you got the endorsement for the minivan. Go ahead. She says it's fine to get it.
Oh, how's it?
No, I'm saying like, she endorses you getting a minivan.
Oh,
thank you.
Kelly freaked out there.
Like, I got an endorsement. What?
No. She's endorsing you getting a minivan. What I'm saying.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. I cannot tell you how excited I am. And in fact, Alan and I kind of went window shopping for a minivan.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's really into it.
Yeah.
He's like, this is life-changing stuff here, honey.
Well, a new car always excites us. It doesn't matter what kind of car it is.
Even a van, right?
Yeah.
Jenna, how nervous are you?
I'm not. Should I be?
Well, the punishment is about to be revealed.
Oh. It's something I hate. I'm just not going to do it. So I'm not nervous.
You're not nervous? All right. We'll find out what Jenna has to do next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I'm keeping you updated on everything going on with my son on his first day of kindergarten this morning.
He should be in the room now.
We have a picture of my son sitting at his desk smiling. He did not go with the skeleton surfer guy. My wife did not let him.
Probably a good call on that.
He's wearing palm trees.
Save that for maybe Thursday.
Yeah. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
He looks happy. He's coloring a picture that says first day of school.
Good.
And my wife is just leaving the school right now. Let's see how she's doing. Hi, Kinsey.
That was fast.
Hi, I just got in my car.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. What's wrong?
Oh, no. Well, I saw a bunch of the neighborhood moms, and they were all crying.
Oh, they'd be crying.
Oh, are you okay?
And it's so embarrassing.
It's normal. You're not the only one. I know.
You're making Big Al cry if it makes you feel any better.
Me tear up a little bit.
You're fine.
Did he take it okay? He didn't cry or anything? He didn't like.
Oh, he said, bye, Mom.
That's it.
And then he goes back. He goes, bye.
So you just let go like that, huh?
Okay, I'm good. You don't need to be here anymore.
Did you hold your tears until you got out of the school, or you cried in front of them?
Oh, no. I cried, like, in the hallway in front of all the other moms.
That's what did her. That's the tipping
point. It's the other moms that are crying, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. It reminded me when Corey was 4 years old, and I met him.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not crying anymore.
Yeah. That it was a sacrifice on your part, Al.
Well, you know what, babe? You're the best mommy he could have, and I'm glad you got him to school on time, and I'm glad everything went well this morning, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. You still have the girl, right? We still got Chloe in the car?
Yeah, I still have Chloe.
Yeah, don't forget
about
that.
You and Chloe go get mani-pedis and feel better.
We are.
What?
There you go, see?
No.
It fixes everything, JC.
Yeah. They cost money.
Mani-pedis fix everything.
There you
all right, go get mani and pedis with Chloe, I guess.
Yes, we're going to go.
All right, I love you.
Oh.
Is this a good time to discuss baby number 3?
No. No baby number 3, yeah. No.
Come on.
No. Done. Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
See?
She's done.
She's on board the done train.
for a minute.
For a minute. All right, babe. Have a good day, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too.
Bye.
Bye, babe. Bye.
Be strong. Bye-bye. Be strong, homegirl.
Right. Your wife's homegirl.
And also love you. Yeah. You got to throw that out.
Your wife's homegirl.
Yeah.
Homegirl.
What?
Has Alan given you the high five yet? Or okay?
Never.
No. He dudes her. He dudes her all the time.
Yeah.
Dude.
No, he doesn't like.
Stopped.
He doesn't
no,
he like doesn't it when like... I dude him.
Oh, you dude him. That's right. That's right.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Don't like that.
Yeah, we don't like that.
Mm-mm.
All right. So, kids safely in school.
Good deal.
Now we can breathe. Well, except for Jenna, because her punishment's making his way inside the studio.
My punishment's making his way in. Are you my punishment?
I'm Big Pun.
Big Punisher. Yeah. Big Pun's in the house.
Our producer, White Cheddar, in the building.
Well, also known as Big Pun.
Apparently, there's like a whole assortment of punishments.
He came in here with like a handful of little papers.
Well, yeah. There's a list of 10 things that are listed. Uh-huh. That are put in that box.
10 things mm-hmm. Jenna's going to hate about you.
10?
Some we made up in the back, some from Kid Nation members, some from text, some from wherever.
Okay. So, White Cheddar.
Smorgasbord of punishments.
Yeah. Do you want the list of what they could be?
Yes.
Let's talk about what she lost first.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a t-shirt contest. Justin did a part-time bit where he created a t-shirt. We were looking at it funny, and he said, well, if you guys think you could do better, why don't you try? And we said, game on.
Yeah, so we did.
We each came up with our own designs. We put them up for sale for an entire week.
Mm-hmm.
The sale ended last week on Wednesday at midnight, and the one who sold the least amount of t-shirts was going to be punished because that's how we roll on the show.
Yeah.
So I lost.
So Jenna, very narrow margin. Ended up losing to Justin.
It was kind of like I lost, too, because her t-shirt had a picture of
mine
me
was Big Al's dating profile.
Yeah, which is, you know, looking back, Jenna could have done something different, but you know what? She's going to own up to it. She went with Greasy Al.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Greasy Al.
Well, that's what you were wearing, a bunch of grease.
Basically Al's fault.
Yeah. Way to go, Al. So what are the punishments?
Number one is you recently did a guest appearance on the Shut Up podcast.
Yeah.
If asked, you will do that for all the other 6 Kid Nation podcasts.
Oh, that's not
okay.
bad.
Okay, yeah.
Not bad, not bad.
Of course, I'll do that.
Actually, doing the podcast is actually fun because you get
of
to do something different.
Of course, I'll do that.
Kid Nation member David suggests Big Al gets to run your Bumble account for 1 week.
Oh!
No problem.
Yeah, because that would mean Al would have to do it.
No problem.
Michelle texts in, Jenna has to wear a real bra to work every day for a week.
Not happening.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
The sacrifice.
No cheating with sports bras.
The sacrifice.
Yeah, no cheating, Jenna.
But that hurts. It hurts my boobs. Okay, I'll wear a bra.
For 1 week, you must change all social media profile pics to you wearing the shirt with Big Al's greasy face on it.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's going to hurt the dating life right there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You have to do a workout video on The Fittish featuring Greasy Big Al Mac.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, wearing the shirt?
Yeah. And you have to apply the greasy.
Jenna has to sing Buy Me a Boat full song on the air.
Oh,
Jenna,
that's my least favorite one so far.
I could play the guitar for you and Big Al can back up them vocals nobody
gosh.
Can.
Gosh, isn't everyone tired of that
no,
yet?
No, we're
okay.
not.
Jenna's punishment should be wearing the hairy swimsuit throughout the whole family vacation.
That's funny.
So
the hairy swimsuit is basically a dad bod picture, and the girl puts it on as a one piece.
You guys just never want me to have mm-hmm. a boyfriend.
Jenna should have to go on a date with me for punishment. Not me, but someone.
Oh.
Matthew L., Kid Nation member, wrote it.
Yeah, Matthew L.
I'm kind of a loser. Trust me, it would be punishment.
My man.
Oh my gosh.
Matthew, I love that, man.
Shaving your head is not an option.
Yeah, right.
So the punishment is you're not allowed to shave any part of your body for 3 months.
Ooh.
Well, we are heading into the fall.
First of all,
it would be the kids'
kids'
trip.
3 months is unfair. This contest wasn't even 3 months.
Well, you better pull it out.
I'm not. That's not happening.
Do the time,
you know.
And the last one, you must wear your t-shirt design for 14 straight days.
Oh boy,
same shirt every
day.
How
long was this contest?
A week.
Then why would the punishment exceed the length of the contest?
Because it's got to hurt
for a week.
It's a punishment. Yeah, it's a punishment.
Most crimes only take one afternoon.
I have to wear the t-shirt to work every day for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Most crimes. I just learned something today. Sure. Most crimes only take one afternoon.
Yeah, most crimes only take one afternoon. But the punishment could be months, years.
Of course.
I'm actually cool with all those punishments, except I'm not going to go 3 months without shaving. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
Well, then don't pull that one.
Yeah. So all
well,
these,
if I pull that one, I'm shaving.
All these are loaded in the
I think 9 out of 10 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
9 out of 10, yeah, that's not
you
bad punishment.
Yeah,
I do have good odds. Well, I was just letting you know I'll have to pull another one. Okay. What happened?
Jenna's
there feels
reaching
like
into...
there's less than there were.
She's reaching into the...
No, there's enough.
In there?
There might be stuck together, but...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenna has picked out one punishment, and it is...
Big Al gets to run your Bumble account for 1 week.
Oh!
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Because it's deactivated.
Oh, wait a minute. It's deactivated.
You can run it. It's cool. I'm great with that.
What about the Raya?
Ooh, the Raya.
Can you run? Does that apply?
Was that on the punishment list?
No, you just can't do it in hindsight.
That's true.
That was what it was.
You got so lucky.
Yes!
That's probably the best one you could have gotten.
Yeah,
best two out of three.
Yeah, you want to do a best two out of three?
No, this is what you guys did. You put 10 punishments in there, and I drew.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have had that. Yeah.
I don't think we've ever heard anybody cheer for a punishment the way Jenna's cheering.
We didn't do our due diligence on that one.
So there's that. Jenna's Bumble account will be reactivated, and it's going to be run by Big Al Mack.
Okay. Right. Oh, because Big Al doesn't even do his own.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to.
You're going to put you as my profile?
I'm going to do some swiping right for you.
Al, you got to talk to people. You can say some things.
Hey.
Yeah, you know.
You can say. Al.
Want a pick?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what he's going to hear.
What a pick? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, I've never tried to play like a girl
before.
This.
Yeah. Oh, Al, you're going to do so well.
Oh, you
you want my phone? Sure. Okay. You want to pick? No. Yeah. Don't get lewd.
Well, it's Big Al Mack.
It's Big Al.
Yeah. Lewd is his middle name.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Isn't that weird that he's asking, what are you going to send when they say, they want to pick? What are you going to send?
Nipple.
I've got a stash.
Al's nipple.
And you know what?
You have a stash?
Al knows how a man thinks, so he knows what to say to attract a man.
That's right.
He could find your future guy.
You never know.
This could work out and do well for you. You could have dates for like a week.
Yeah.
You might even have a guy that's meet you in Mexico by the time I get through running your
And when people ask how you guys met.
You might even get murdered.
Yeah. When they ask how you met, you can say, I lost a bet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Big Al Mack could do.
I'm great with this.
He'll do the speech at the wedding because he's the one that put you guys together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to go so well.
For sure.
Everything's fine. This is the guy doing your Bumble, by the way, from the text. In car with kids, kid number one. Did he just say boobies? Kid number two, kindergartners are so immature. Kid number one, that was Big Al.
Yep, that was Big Al.
Sounds just about right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kelly. We're getting some text messages regarding what you thought was Wild Sauce, not Wild Thoughts, the song by Rihanna with DJ Khaled.
Wild Sauce.
I think Kelly was on his
song. Sauce.
Kelly, I thought that song was Wow Thoughts.
Yeah.
Wow. Wild Thoughts.
Okay.
And I've got Kelly's back on Wild Sauce. I thought Katy Perry was saying, don't be afraid to catch fishes instead of feels.
Yeah, right?
Bad grammar. But.
And we got a couple of those that say, don't be afraid to catch fish. So she was not the only one. A couple people thought.
Catch fish.
Don't be
she's singing fish. So sexy. I think what she's doing.
Fish with me. So there's that one. Thank you so much for talking about melanoma this morning. Jenna, I'm so proud of you for getting it checked. My best friend passed away at the age of 32 because of melanoma. So I'm a huge advocate for early detection.
Ooh, yeah. 32. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. It was just, well, I do know it's someone in the office that was having some issues and, then my best girlfriend that also works here and I were like, we are in the sun a lot. And we're lucky because you think you're lucky when you don't have fair skin. So, you know, I put on sunscreen and I can get tan. And I just think it's time. I need to get some stuff checked out.
It's always good.
We all should. Yeah. And I believe that if you have health insurance, the screening is free. So you should do that.
If you're preventing, it should be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, today was my son's first day of kindergarten. Good morning. I was listening to y'all and heard Kinsey crying after dropping off Kaysen for the first day of kindergarten. Brought back so many memories, and I just wanted to let her know that it does get easier for parents as time goes on. By the time my kids are in middle school, I was celebrating the first day, and they were the ones crying because summer was over. Have a blessed day. Yeah, it's going to get there pretty quick.
Yeah, right.
And I did post a picture of Kaysen in front of a sign that my wife made that said, first day of kindergarten. Class of 2030, which is weird that my son's class of 2030, dude.
Whoa!
Class of 2030.
Dang!
That's so far away, but it's going to get here so fast.
In the blink of an eye.
And it said September 26, 2017.
August.
I mean, August 26, 2017. Fully aware that we got the date wrong.
Yeah.
You know? It's not a Chavez picture unless something's wrong. So we wanted to make that happen right there.
Right.
And tell Kinsey not to worry. My kiddos are in 4th grade, 8th, and 10th in college, and I still cry every first day of school.
Aww.
So there are some people sending some nice messages for my wife.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I feel abnormal because I don't cry. I should cry more.
What makes you cry, Kelly? What makes you cry?
McDonald's commercials, when they hit you in the right spot. Baby diaper commercials.
Baby diaper?
Yes. Anything like with just, you know, just.
As opposed to adult diaper commercials. Those make me cry.
Because we'll be doing something on the show that's, you know, looking around, everybody's tearing up, and then I look over at Kelly and she's just sitting there like, what?
What?
What's up?
I don't know.
I cry a lot.
Weird stuff.
I feel like I'm in... Well, not. I don't cry unnecessarily normally, but yeah, I'm in touch with my emotions. I cry.
Yeah.
I probably cry once a week.
Once a week? Oh, wow. That's pretty good, Jenna.
I mean, a cry and a tear up moment, you know.
A cry. Oh, I'm sometimes happy. Yeah, sometimes just overwhelmed in touch with emotions.
I cried a lot in my teens and my early 20s. I cry myself to sleep every night. And I just have an overwhelming sense of sadness.
Sad, right?
I just cry, cry, cry. But I don't.
Maybe
I don't
that's
cry
what's
anymore.
Going on. I went through a heartbreak, and so then you cry, and then the floodgates are kind of open. So then I cry at lots of things. But lately, not sad cry.
Yeah,
happy cry, but just will cry quickly.
Mine are happy too, and it's just it always has to do with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, though.
I look at them and I just become so overwhelmed with happiness and looking at them that I just I have to like walk out of the room, and I'm like, why? Am I tearing up right now? Yeah. Just staring at them. Yeah. You know, if they do something cool, or my daughter drew inside the lines and didn't cross over the lines. I don't know why I got so proud. I was like, oh my goodness, she's not just scribble scrabbling anymore. She's actually coloring, and she's staying in the lines, and it looks good.
Your emotions are working, man.
Yeah, emotions are working. And sometimes emotions get you in trouble.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
I'm not afraid to catch feelings.
That's good.
This guy finished a 9-month stint in jail. I got a little tidbit news
for
you guys.
Oh, okay.
It's time for tidbit news.
Look, even if you have the best intention, some people just don't like being told what to do. So this 23-year-old dude in Connecticut, his name's Marcus Colon, or Cologne,
Those would be spelled really... Colon and Cologne are spelled very differently.
I know.
So how's it spelled?
Cologne.
Oh.
He was sentenced to 9 months in jail for larceny last year. Okay. He stole a car. When the cops tracked him down, they also found stuff in the car that he stole in a string of burglaries. So he got 9 months. So he was getting out this month. Mm-hmm. When the guard was escorting him out of prison, all the guard said, you know, which is good advice, he said, don't come back.
Yeah.
You expect the guard to say that to a guy being released
out of
prison.
I bet he says that to everybody. That's kind of like good luck.
Normally, a normal human would turn around and say, yes, sir, I will not come back.
Thank
I'm
going
to be a good citizen from now on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not Marcus.
What did Marcus do?
Marcus responded by spinning around and punching the officer.
He was insulted.
Several other guards ran in, pepper sprayed him, dragged him back to his cell. So he didn't even make it outside before he got arrested again.
Oh, dude.
Oh, Marcus.
Marcus.
Maybe he'll take on McGregor.
Don't disrespect me.
So close.
Maybe he'll take on Mayweather. The fight was this weekend. We all watched.
Yeah.
We did.
It was a good fight.
I'm still waiting to be paid back by some of my friends.
I mean,
how much were you charging? Just whatever they wanted to throw
Obviously,
in.
It was free.
Yeah. But you know, kicking back. When you go to somebody's house for a fight, you should give it.
Put in on it.
At least $10 would be good.
Did you put in on it, Kelly, your party that you went to?
I went to an establishment.
Oh, I thought it was somebody's house.
Wait, you went to an establishment? Not a big
a
out
business,
establishment?
A bar?
Oh. I thought it was somebody's
it was like
house.
A
big one.
Bar restaurant.
How's that make you feel when you had the fight at your establishment, but Kelly decided to go to another
establishment? I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little hurt.
Yeah,
people.
It was 5 minutes from where I live.
Where's Kelly? Where's Kelly? Oh, Kelly went to see friends. You know, she didn't want to come over and see me.
The distance is a big deal when it comes to going.
I know. I totally get. I'm playing with you.
And have we told you how great the burbs are? I mean, everything you need is up
there.
You have. I love where I live. Yeah. So that's great.
Demi Lovato sang the national anthem.
Oh, you see. Can you see by the dawn's early light?
Now, she sounded great, but that went on for about 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
She took some long,
really?
Dramatic
That's a long.
Pauses.
Yeah.
As you should. I think it's because they were saying they were delaying the fight because of some pay-per-view outages and all that. So maybe they were telling her to stretch.
Stretch.
Yeah.
Usually for the Super Bowl, like they have bets over and under, and it's normally 2 minutes, maybe 2:15 for the over and under. She went a whole minute longer.
Between verses, she'd put the mic down and rest for a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, she dragged it out. She sings beautifully. I'm not taking that away from her,
sure.
But she really dragged it out.
She was singing the national anthem the way McGregor was fighting. You know, he'd like to take breaks.
Very slow.
Very slow and methodical. Floyd Mayweather did beat Conor McGregor, which was what everybody was expecting. Very few people thought that McGregor was going to win. Mm-hmm. I mean, you knew that it was what was going to go down.
I was optimistic.
You were just wondering how long could he stay in there. And in the 10th round, this happened.
But again, we're talking about a guy in his first pro boxing fight. Oh. Here in round 10 against Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd Mayweather landing the right hands now at will. And tags McGregor again. Floyd Mayweather has McGregor on the ropes, literally and figuratively. How is the notorious one still
that's it.
Oh, Robert Burns has stopped the fight. But what a night it has been here in Las Vegas.
I love the excitement. How is the Notorious still standing?
Yeah, so there was, because he was fine.
Because
there was a moment.
Floyd punches like pillows.
Ridiculous.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You take one.
No, he doesn't. There was a moment, though, on that All Access, the special they did leading up. There were four episodes, and it's the behind the scenes of them training, right?
Yeah.
That I told you Mayweather had full control over. But there was a moment in the last one that I, and they were replaying this before the fight. And so I was deep in. You guys, there's this moment on that show where it made me think this is definitely a setup, right? They are in the private airport. And they pass each other in the private airport to get on their private jets. And McGregor's in a fur Gucci coat. It was after one of their press conferences. Oh, and they're both just kind of smiling at each other. And it made me like, they're just enjoying
this. Like, we rich.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're both making tons of money. And it was just, they're in the private airport together.
It broke.
I'm surprised they weren't flying together.
They went partying afterwards. Yeah. Like, nothing happened. He's like, let's party like we won anyway.
Right?
I'm like, this is not how a person who is serious about winning.
Well, he could retire.
Kelly Raspberry, hot sports opinion.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, he's not, this is, at least keep up the act.
You know what? It was entertaining. They fought. There were some punches.
There was an uppercut landed by McGregor, which was cool.
There was rope-a-dope. There was
little rope-a-dope.
Hot Corona girls.
I'm fine. Please, the Corona robots. Corona
I am totally fine with that.
Yeah. Kelly, how do you think the fight ended? Do you think it was stopped too early?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you have rather have seen?
Well, I would like to have seen McGregor knock Mayweather out. That's what I would like to have seen.
Yeah.
Let him knock him on his butt. That wasn't going to happen.
No, it didn't.
Mayweather was not going to come back and risk being embarrassed about the promise. I'm coming back, but you better make sure I don't get embarrassed. That's exactly what I believe in my heart happened. It was rigged.
Here's Connor after the fight. He still thinks it was stopped too early, like Kelly.
There was one shot with a slap to the head back, and then the last shots were grazing. Now, they hit me, but they were grazing. They weren't like clean shots. The head didn't snap back. They were like, as I was turning, let me try and get to the bell. And then if you're not happy at the bell, then you can maybe pull me. Do you know what I mean? But give me that. It's fatigue. It's like, it's not, I don't know what it is. It's like a mental thing or something. It happened in the Diaz 2 fight as well. I had a little stage in the third round. End of the second and end of the third. But then look what happened in the fourth. And then the fifth, I came back. I overcome it.
Yeah.
So I would have liked him to get to that corner. If that was MMA, the ref wants to see our nose hanging off your face before he's even thinking of doing something like that.
We could have had a Rocky moment where McGregor comes back, he's stumbling everywhere, and then he comes back and starts whooping butt.
Nah.
But the referee took that away from us.
That
was not.
Was not to be. Was not to be.
What else I don't understand is that the penalty, if McGregor had done any UFC move, any MMA move, was only it was only like $1 million penalty. He's getting $100 million for this fight. So he could have knocked Floyd out and just broken the rules if he really wanted to.
We were expecting a kick.
Yeah,
well,
he would have gotten a fine.
Back of the head a little bit,
couple times. Right. But he would have gotten a fine, but that's why. Why wouldn't he have just done that?
I love how the ref was telling only McGregor the rules.
Well, because it's new for him.
Yeah, like, yeah, right.
Don't do that. That's bad. Only to McGregor. Nothing to Floyd.
Floyd had been there 49 times before, so he didn't need to be explained.
He 50-0, but we learned this morning Julio Cesar Chavez got the 87-0 before suffering a draw. Julio Cesar Chavez, Kelly, of course.
One of the presidents of Mexico. I don't know.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.